Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to the Adam Friedland Show podcast. Today we're talking high value men. We got a girl from OnlyFans here. You want to introduce yourself?
My name is Brace, one of the top prostitutes in America, and it is a pleasure to be here. I've known Adam mostly through him paying to have sex with me, and so it's frankly. I could see you at work like this. It's really something else.
It's weird. It's weird, like, running into someone, yeah, from work, basically. Like, because we don't really talk about what we do on the weekends. No. More of a physical thing.
It's completely. And Adam gives himself to, I would kill myself. You know how some people have sex with their friends?
Yeah.
Like, guys are, like, do an MMF threesome with their friends.
Yeah, yeah, a devil's three-way. Yeah.
Insane to me.
Oh, that's crazy. I mean, and you know it's a generational thing? Like all the guys I know in their 20s, because for our we're around the same age.
Yeah.
We're in our 30s. So in our generation, we're like two chicks at the same time.
That's the ultimate. A threesome is two girls.
Yes, yes.
From the neighboring sorority,
mm-hmm,
in the fraternity house, yeah, yeah, bathroom.
They caught you peeping through a hole,
yes,
in the locker room.
They drag you in.
And then they see you and they're like, they put their cocks through the, oh.
They put one nipple in.
Yeah, it's kind of a porky situation, but nowadays, like, all my friends in their 20s, they exclusively do the devil's three-way, which
crazy.
Is weird.
I can think of few things that I would desire less than to hear, like, the grunt of an orgasm.
It's not
Adam
the grunt.
Friedland.
What really would nauseate me the most is the slapping, the balls slapping. Ugh. Like, or let's say we're doing the classic Eiffel Tower, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
she's giving you top class dome.
So
right?
You're getting oral sex.
And then I'm, yes, okay. So, like, and now I'm behind doing doggy fashion with the
girl.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
The,
yeah,
slapping of my testicles against her.
But
against
we're just
her
face to face,
yes,
at this
but,
point.
Okay, but as we know, the rules are, and we would stipulate the rules beforehand, that it's gay, right? If we make eye contact,
yeah,
right?
So
every guy
averted.
Knows that, okay?
It's just we avert our eyes.
This is heterosexual unless there is any type of eye contact between the two of us.
I feel like
I'd be fine avoiding your eyes, but hearing the balls slapping,
yeah,
in a doggy style situation would be truly revolting to me.
I would feel like I'd have to immediately look at the hard penis of you.
Yeah, of course.
Because I'd be like, what am I?
And how could you not do that?
Exactly.
Right.
So at that point, that's the first thing I'd be curious.
If I found out that your dick was twice the size of mine, and then I proceeded,
I would kill myself. If you and I were having sex with some uh-huh, bimbo,
yeah, yeah,
and you know we're in the penthouse.
Really, she's smart though. She's really smart.
She's smart,
and
but she's
funny,
like,
and she's funny.
She's so funny.
That's why she's doing this
and
with us. It's
you
hilarious.
Know what? She's a consultant and a project manager.
Yeah, yeah,
and
project.
She's got a real job
for the yeah, yeah.
For the government
economy,
or the economy.
Some,
Google.
Some shit like
but
that.
But
the first thing
that I would do is we're in this penthouse. I would have to look at your fucking cock.
We're in Miami.
Oh my God.
You see? There's
love
a balcony.
That.
You know those Miami apartments, they all have those balconies?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If your dick was twice the size, I would jump.
Easy.
Easy.
Or I'd push you.
You'd push me.
If your penis was larger than mine, I might attack you.
If your dick was twice the size, I would dangle you by the ankle, Suge Knight style.
But it's almost gayer to, if we have the same size cock, to feel good about that.
If we have the same size cock, then that is homosexual
sex. You think
sex.
We do?
Probably. Personality-wise, we probably do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is a big judgment.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
like
yeah.
A, not a judgment. Like, that's a big factor.
We act the way we do because of the size. Because
it's like pretty small, but the personality gets, you can kind of make.
I would
for
not
it.
Have any semblance of a personality if my penis was like even a quarter inch bigger.
Oh my God. If I could just, if I was, I would be one of those guys who'd walk, I'd be a flasher.
Yes. I wouldn't, no, I wouldn't even be a flasher. I wouldn't get out of bed.
No.
I would just look at it
no,
all day long.
I'd be like, oh my God.
And I'd be like, God's
I would,
country.
Genuinely, if I had a giant penis, I'd probably be gay.
Of course.
Right? I mean,
of
is
course.
That maybe why people do that?
I can only fuck women because I have a tiny dick. Because
they don't know.
If I was above 160 pounds, I would be a homosexual.
Really?
Because that's my weight class.
Wait.
I can only go to combat with a woman.
Oh, I see
yeah.
what you're saying.
If
here.
We're thinking of this
I
in MMA context.
Here.
When I was in Australia on tour with Nick and Stav, there was they went to go get food and I was like, I had jet lag, so I like went to, I was like,
yeah.
I'm just gonna sleep. And then there was a fire alarm. and I see these two, like, it's a country of bros. Yeah. We're in, like, Sydney. So I see these two bros, like, we're in, like, an apartment building, like a fucking pimp, like, loft. The people who booked our tour, we made zero money on the tour because they
spent all on that.
They kept putting
shit.
Us in, like, Wall Street Money Never Sleeps apartments. Oh, by the way, Pete, let me know at 15, okay? And so there are these two just fucking, like, they had to be like 6'6", 240, just like the perfect male physique and like bros.
Yeah.
Absolute bros. Just like dressed like fucking bros.
Yeah.
And they, like, obviously they had to leave their apartment because of a fire alarm. Yeah. I had to leave the apartment because of a fire alarm. I'm sitting outside. I'm like jet lagged as shit. And I see these guys. I'm like, these guys are fucking like, these guys are like rugby player bros.
Yeah.
And then I see one of them has this like tiny chihuahua and he's like, oh my God, how long is this going to last? And I was like, oh,
they're gay.
They're gay. But then I realized kind of like immediately, I was like, first of all, the sex that those guys are having with each other, the athleticism, the tenacity.
It's just a different, it's a completely different experience.
Those
you know
guys
what I mean?
Are going for 11 hours a day. And they're doing like the most artistic.
Yeah,
they're like doing. They're doing.
I mean, they're bending in shapes that you and I couldn't even comprehend.
It is. There's an athleticism and a tenacity on display. Like they're in peak athletic form. But like, they wouldn't have the option of having sex with a 120-pound woman. Like
no.
They would kill her.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They would kill. Like literally, they because of evolution. They only have one option. That's
to
fuck.
To be gay.
It's to be gay with each other.
That's why, like, warriors are often homosexual.
Yeah, that's why Spartans are doing it. That's why.
It's because they can't. They understand that, like, they're now in just a different class of, like, fucking.
Actually, I got into an argument the other day with a friend, right? It was, like, 10 p.m. on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, we should have this.
And we're like, you know, we're already best friends. Why don't we just.
Yeah, let's just do it.
My friend's dad said that to him. He was like, you ever fuck a guy? Like recently.
Oh, interesting.
And he's like, no. And his dad was like, what?
And like he thought his son was gay or is that he himself had?
No, he's like, did you? And he's like, yeah.
Have you ever?
No.
Would you?
No.
But like what there is a circumstance in which you would.
I don't think so.
What if a guy
I'm
was
too
really
much
nice
of a coward.
To yeah.
To be honest, it's
because here's the thing.
I'm too scared.
We would both probably.
We're both gay guys.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I'm gay.
We're gay guys.
In a contest to see who's the most gay guy.
We are low value gay guys.
I'm one of the most low value.
We are low value
in existence. But
yeah.
But I feel like I would like if I was having sex with a guy, I'd be like this is gay.
Yeah, be like, this is fucking
But
gay.
I don't think gay guys think that.
No.
I think they're like, this is sex.
Yeah, they're like, I'm fucking, I'm like Maximus.
They have so much fun, man.
Well, I don't even know, dude. It's all guys, dude. It's like.
All guys.
When we, when heterosexual sex has an evolutionary aspect to it,
yeah.
Right? Like, so even if you're wearing a condom or pulling out, your boner is trained to do that because of like, you want to, it is procreative. Yeah, yeah, because God wants us to have kids.
Yeah,
but like, homosexual sex is the purest form of sex because it is pure. It's for sport.
We're just rocking it.
It is. It is the only. It is the purest we're not actually having recreational sex with women.
No, I'm certainly not.
I'm not having. It's not recreational.
It's never been fun.
I'm crying. I say I love
I'm
you.
I'm sorry.
I kiss. I say I
I'm
love you.
I'm sorry.
I apologize.
Yeah.
No. But do you do that too? Where
apologize
you,
or kiss?
I bust and I'm like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. No, I'm always like, did you like it? What did you think? So what I do is the second I finish, I kind of curl up on the side of the bed like this and I say, well, what did you think?
Yeah, yeah. I put my legs like this.
What do you yeah.
I do this and I'm like, I can't.
You're fucking beautiful.
Do you do the thing where you kiss a girl and you're like, what are we even doing?
Yeah, yeah. Or in the morning, you're like across from a girl and you're just like, sorry, she's asleep and you're like looking at her. She kind of like opens her eyes slowly and you're like, sorry.
Do you do a thing where you kiss a girl and then you say, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills?
No, I kiss a girl and I'm like, I feel like you're taking crazy pills.
Oh, because
what do you see in a
Yeah,
girl
what
like
do you
me?
See in me?
What do you see
I'm
in
disgusting.
Me? Have another drink, but what do you see in me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you see in
have
me?
Have another pill.
Yeah, no.
Have some
no,
pills.
Well, this is crazy you mentioned this because prior to starting recording, OJ, the OJ news.
It rocked our world.
But it also, it got Adam talking about Cosby, and thank God this was not recorded.
I don't want that on the record.
No, but yeah. OJ, we talked to your father prior to this.
We talked to my dad. My dad actually thought OJ Simpson was innocent during the trial.
Yeah.
And it's not a joke. He was like adamant that OJ Simpson was innocent. He thought the same way that Mark Furman planted evidence and tried to destroy a black man, that people had done similar things to him. Perhaps, you know, I think that's what I think he projected.
He sees himself on OJ Simpson.
I think he projected, you know, this, that he ran 2000 yards a season. My dad,
it's also probably ran in his life.
Yeah, he's run.
Yeah, he ran from Africa.
On foot.
Yeah. Once things changed.
Wait, no, then come on.
As fast as he could.
So I called my dad and was like, I was wondering if he still thought OJ was innocent.
Yeah.
And his excuse was like, can we just let this go? Can society just let it go?
Dead.
Can people stop talking about this? And I thought it was kind of like it was pretty noble of my dad.
It was a sweet, tender conversation.
He said, he's a very sweet man.
However, at one point he did say it was probably the son. And then at the end, he's like, well, when you asked if they're in heaven together, he was like, well, he did kill her. and that's the thing is like, I never understood this. If she's in heaven, which is paradise, then it's okay for him to have killed her because he hastened her journey to the forever thereafter.
Right.
Like, that's what I don't understand. If heaven rocks, which it has to, bro.
Right. Yeah.
If heaven's good, then what's wrong with killing your, like, saintly wife who goes to heaven?
Well, the worst, I don't know about that, but I do know that if I was in love with a woman, right?
If?
Let's say I'm in love with my wife and then she tragically dies.
Yeah.
And I live like for 30 years after her. I'm not talking about OJ.
Yeah, just
but
in general.
It could have, OJ could have done
it's,
this.
Yeah,
it
could have been if he
let's
was
let's say
innocent.
She dies and I live another 30 years and she's the love of my life. I can't remarry.
Yeah.
Right? And then I get to heaven. And I'm like, I'm going to see her again. And she's there. And she's just, she had a boyfriend I didn't know about.
Oh, like,
and
she's been,
also dead.
Yeah.
And they've been fucking. And now they can finally be together.
Yeah. I guess there
I
is
think,
no
I guess
guarantee
I
you can be with your wife in heaven.
Yeah.
That's the truth. Cause she
I guess
be
I might.
There.
Could you kill your wife then?
Well, could you kill her again?
Could you? Well, let's not say I killed her. Let's say she got cancer. But would it be okay? What the fuck are you going to do in heaven?
If she's with
Already with someone.
She's with
it's not even an ex-boyfriend. She just met some guy.
That's what I'm saying. She gets with Mozart.
She
starts dating Mozart.
She's getting plowed by Mozart. It's been 30 years and she's like, oh hey.
And you get in the pearly gates, the first thing
you
see.
How do you know she's been waiting for you?
Mozart, Bach, and your wife in a devil's threesome.
Well, that's kinda gay.
I know, but
and I'm like, you're with these gay guys.
Exactly, but it doesn't matter. She's like, they're European. What do you do with that?
I was laughing to myself the other day about you walk in on your girlfriend. She's blowing a guy.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, no, listen. And then you're like, Stephanie, like, what the hell is going on? She's like, it's not what it looks like. And then you're like, it's exactly what it fucking looks like. She's like, listen, Adam, we need to talk. I was like, I think we do. And then I like sit her down, like, and the guy's sitting there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I had no idea you were fucking gay this whole time.
What? What are you talking about?
Because she's sucking
sucking a dick. It would actually,
like,
I'll say this.
You've been lying to me this whole time about being gay. And then I have like a come to Jesus moment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I've made a lot of fucked up homophobic comments around you. And you've probably been in pain. And I got to look at myself in the mirror.
Yeah.
And see what I've done to lead you to this secret life.
Why you're doing this.
Like, I catch you sucking this gay guy's dick.
Yeah.
This is one of the gayest guys I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know what? If I love you, I got to let you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You live your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. You're going to go to leather clubs. You're going to be a dom
you're
gonna daddy.
You're going to get fat, the hair ones.
You might be a bear. You might be an otter.
Yeah.
But you know what? You need to go on your journey. Because you're fucking gay.
You're fucking gay. Away with you, my dear.
It's okay.
I've been cheated on before.
Oh, me too, bro.
Yeah,
Anyway.
Sorry, I need a second. But I've never been able to walk in on somebody doing it.
Oh, yeah.
It's always just been like, well, you know how it goes. Where is she tonight?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Where is she tonight? But I've always wanted to walk in on somebody and be like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Freak out on them.
Is in a legal context if you commit a murder? Is that?
I think there's something about that.
So would it be okay to kill a woman if you walked in on her committing an act of adultery?
I think what needs to happen then is you just start fucking the guy.
Actually, Brace, let me stop you right there because I want to talk about a product called Fume, okay? You ever try to break a bad habit? You were a drug addict.
I was. Okay. I was an intravenous drug user for many years.
You did heroin?
Yes, okay. And methamphetamine.
Okay, so you are a person that's familiar with trying to break a bad habit.
Yes.
And you were like a rent boy? You did like rent boy kind of?
I was more to own.
Oh, to own.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I was a slave.
Oh, okay. A slave to the drug or a
slave? No, I was a slave to an elderly gentleman and who lived in the Berkeley Hills for like 4 or 5 years.
Okay. And yeah. What did you have to do for him?
Just like butler stuff, but had sex with him sometimes.
Was it like, did you have to like wear like a bikini while you were?
No, he didn't find me attractive. It was just kind of a slave situation. So I wore like regular clothes.
You didn't have to like feather like dust.
No, I did have to do that, but it wasn't like a sex thing. I was really just genuinely, I was dusting this place. I wore like a potato sack and I did wear kind of like
the house elf in Harry Potter. Potter.
Yeah, exactly. And I did wear like sheer tights and stuff like that and pumps, obviously.
Did you sing spirituals while you were in slavery?
I tried to at first. Of course, he was a professor of sociology at UC Berkeley. And
okay.
So he was like, I like that. And he liked that I knew a lot of that folkway stuff, etc.
Uh-huh.
But he said that if some of his students overheard me doing that, it would get appropriative.
Yeah. Okay. You felt in the past, like when you're trying to break the bad habit, that you're climbing Everest in flip-flops.
That was almost exactly what it felt like. Yeah,
yeah, and we've been there too. But there's a breath of fresh air, and that is Fume. So let me give this to you.
Oh, my God.
You want to open this up? So Fume takes your habit and makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy. It makes replacing your bad habits easy. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting. So yeah, actually, you want to take that? What? Put that core in your Fume. This is everything is all natural, so there's no deadly chemicals. It's just flavored air. So you put it in, okay. And these are heavy duty. But see, when you do that twist, that's like a nice fidget.
It is. Nothing's.
No, yeah, it's flavored air.
Nothing's happening.
It's flavored air.
It's flavored air.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, there's. Is it supposed to be like?
You can't use a word that starts with S.
No, I know that. But is it like electronic or is it just purely?
No, it's a completely analog thing. It uses great materials. Look at that wood. Okay. The taste, think of a refreshing herbal tea. If vapor was compared to sticky soda, Fume flavors would compare to herbal tea. Not as sweet with a lot more natural. Okay. The first time I tried it, I thought it was more flavorful than I was expecting, and it felt very fresh, doesn't it?
Is there supposed to be like a vapor that comes out?
No.
Sorry.
No, there is not. You can use that word. There is no vapor. It's just a natural core.
I'm using this right now?
Using it right. But you can adjust the airflow in the bottom by twisting it. So you see you can choke it down, get a little bit of resistance there. It's weighted. It's perfectly balanced. It's extremely fun to fidget with. And look how beautiful the real wood and shape is. You feel cool using it. But plus, Fume just released a magnetic stand for your Fume, so there's no more losing it around the house. It's built with fidgeting in mind, and you can spin your Fume around on it. Start your year off right, guys. Here's the call to action. The good habit by going to Fume, and the website, folks, is Try Fume. TryFume.com/TAFS, and you get your journey pack 10% off. Fume is giving listeners of this show 10% off when you use my code TAFS to help make the good habit that much easier. Okay, guys. Thanks a lot. Fume. Brace, you love it?
Yeah, it's good.
Great. It's really good.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
It's really good.
I really like it. I'm just saving it for later.
What were
we
talking about?
Okay. All the pods.
So I was at my friend's house 10 p.m. on a Wednesday, right?
Respect.
And then I had a question.
Late night.
One of us was like, how many gay men do you think in New York City at that moment were engaged in sex with one another? My friend, he opened by saying 300. And then he
300 so okay. small.
And then he qualified by saying 300 sex sessions.
So like
right?
900 guys.
So it could be 900, could anywhere between 600 and 900 guys, right? You could have a train running situation. And of course, this is also qualified by like, this is anal sex. Okay.
Yeah.
So, which is obviously takes a lot more preparation, takes like a lot more, you know, like oral sex. From what I understand from gay friends of mine, oral sex is far more prevalent than anal sex because of the need for preparation. Okay. So, I said it had to have been over 2,000.
At least.
Man.
How many people live in New York?
Okay, so we have 8 million people that live in New York, right? So that makes 4 million men, right? So then we started trying to do the math. And this is where it got interesting, okay? If you break down the 4 million men of the population in New York City, what percentage do you think are gay men?
10%?
I would guess 10%.
10%?
Right. Okay, and that is out gay men. Those aren't men on the
We're not
down
talking low. About like Chinese guys.
Yes, we're not talking
really
about Chinese guys. We're
is.
Not talking about heterosexual Chinese
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
then that opens the next question, which is like, what happens about men that are still in the closet or AKA on the down low? Because if you're on the down low, my assumption is that the one part of being gay that you're engaging in is the sex aspect.
Yeah,
of it,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. You're not like
there's not the cultural aspect of
yeah.
it.
Yeah, you don't
like
work
still,
at like a furniture store.
You're still living your lie.
Yeah,
but like when you're in the shadows.
Yeah,
then you get down to business, right? But so then you have to assume, okay, so what are the numbers? So if there's 8 million and 10% of, or 4 million, mm-hmm. 10% of that is 400,000
yeah.
gay men in New York City.
And
right?
this is at 10 p.m. on a Wednesday
10
night?
10 p.m. on a Wednesday, which then the next qualifier is that has to be peak sex hours.
10, I would say, yeah, it would be pretty good
10
for that.
P.m. is peak sex hours,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, the assumption is that these gentlemen, you know, they don't have to... They don't have kids, you know, they're really like open.
Yeah.
Most of them don't have kids. They're really open to engage in sex hours.
Yeah.
Especially on a Wednesday.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So, but then you have to assume that it's current. So like what are peak sex hours? You have to say anywhere from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. I would say.
Well, unless you get into like PNP stuff, I would say.
Okay, so what is that?
That's chem sex, like where you do methamphetamine and have sex for a long amount of time.
So is that true? Because it's not true. That where your penis gets small
mine does.
Okay,
I'll say this: my penis when I did meth, my penis would shrink.
Yeah,
it would become.
I would assume that when
smaller.
you're on stimulants,
yeah.
your penis like.
But some
your
people,
blood flow.
But then
diminishes.
There's some people that like jack off for like 2 days or whatever. It would never even occur to me. The thought wouldn't come to my mind to jack off when I was on
right.
meth.
Like kind of a sting style. Like
what do you mean?
The singer Sting.
Sting would do meth and jack off?
Well, I believe he was into like tantra, like
oh,
delaying orgasm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't
yeah,
know if that's
yeah.
a gay style. But.
You kind of do tantric shit. Not like sex, but like you do like, you meditate. Like I see you.
Yeah, but I don't like talking.
You
about
don't talk, okay,
yeah, yeah.
Don't talk
I kind of like to separate
yeah, it's
my
like
personal
business
life.
And pleasure
yeah, yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
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 I understand. Yeah. I would say, so you're, I would say 300 is a low estimation.
So 300 sounds low. But you have to assume that, like, okay, let's. What is sex? I mean, like, I don't know. Those are 20-minute increments. We could just say
of sex.
Yeah. So we'll say like this is in the 10 p.m. to 10:20
yeah.
p.m. window, right? And like, let's say all four, like, not all 400,000 are engaged in nightly sex.
Not all 400,000, no.
Right. So it has to be much less than that. So like, even if we account for 10% of gay men in New York City. That's still 40,000 men are having sex.
Yeah.
That night, right?
Yeah.
So I would say in a 20-minute period, it would have to be like what? Anywhere from 2,500 to 3,000.
Yes, that sounds right to me. Maybe if it's like summer more, you know?
If it's nice out.
If it's like nice out.
But, you know, if it's cold, then it's...
But yeah. Then you need... Yeah, you need someone to...
You need for...
But then maybe you don't want to take the cab.
But it did... Like, I was more convinced the more my friend told me that he thought it was a lower number than I was assuming.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to say I'm still going with high, but 300 couplings makes sense, I guess. But no, that doesn't make sense. I would say higher.
Yeah, at that moment.
At that very second. Yeah. That's tough to say because we're just kind of Manhattan, right?
No, I would say let's account for the five boroughs.
So 16 million people, right?
No, that's 12 eight.
Million?
It's 8 million. People? Yeah. Staten Island is, of course, one of the gayest places.
Absolutely.
That's like the Castro district of New York City.
I'm going to say higher. I'm going to say 1,000 then if we're being very conservative.
Yeah.
At 10, 20. There's 8 million people is a lot of people, dude.
There's a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna.
If you're a gay guy, can you write into the show right now or in the show's comments? Can you just like share? Like, there has to be a way. Or ask ChatGPT. Ask ChatGPT right now.
Well, I don't know if it'll let me ask sex questions.
Just ask how many gay guys there are in New York City. Pete, you're gay? How many gay guys do you think are in New York City? He says half a million.
I believe that's so many gay guys.
I would
say that New York probably is a higher percent than other people, than other places.
Yes, for sure. There's a huge gay population.
How do you think 10 p.m. is a good time to have sex?
He says one of his favorite
times.
It's
one of his favorite times. Yeah, yeah.
There has to be a way to like actually... To run the numbers on this.
Yeah, I don't know if there is. My phone is not working.
Also, it's Wednesday. I mean, hump day.
Hump day, that is <You know>? True.
Almost there. Almost at the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I could see that being the case.
This is also like a world that we're like completely ignorant to.
I'm not
right?
completely ignorant.
Well, you were that was more of a power thing, right?
That was a power
that
thing.
That was like you're just trying to get your drugs. This guy just needs his house clean.
Exactly.
He really doesn't. There's a gay guy app to know how many guys want to have sex like
Sniffies.
Within No, Grindr. Within
no.
like a
Grindr's out. Look at well, I don't know if it's out, but Sniffies is the one now.
What is Sniffies? That sounds like a what, for
it's not
drugs.
Working. Unable to connect. I might have violated the terms of service. Sniffies is a it's like a map, and it's just cocks basically or abs, and it's like an interactive map. Uh-huh. And like there's a cock here, and you go. When I was in San Francisco a few days ago, my friend showed me the app, and he was like, "Yeah, check it out." And there was one guy that was like down in the marina. It's like, all right, 9 p.m. or something like that, like 7 p.m. this Sunday, we're doing a cum dump in this hotel. And it's my first cum dump, and I just need everyone to come dump their cum on me.
Yeah.
And so if we're accounting for cum dump situations, that skews the numbers a little bit.
Right. Then you would have to qualify it as just the penis is in a butt.
Well, what do you think sex is, Adam?
Well, yeah, this is like, these are the conditions that we're like, yes, I think like, I asked my girlfriend this, right?
What she thinks sex is?
And she's a gay man.
And she probably doesn't think very highly
of
sex.
She said that they are having way less butt sex than blowjobs. Because butt sex requires like, you can't have like yogurt for 2 days or something.
Really?
Yeah, you can't eat dairy.
Oh, well, we would be.
You have to have your shit like.
You gotta have a rockin'.
You have to have a certain diet.
Sphincter.
You have to like prepare. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Because otherwise it's like, you know, it's a comedy of errors. I mean,
yeah,
there's
yeah.
just.
You get shit everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. But then there have to be certain guys that just want the
they
crap.
They want the dump.
That just want
they
the,
want the dump.
They want the dump.
They want the dump. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's true. There's probably a lot. I would qualify a blowjob as a sexual act if not
right,
sex
right.
itself.
What we're saying is we're going to limit it just to
butt sex.
Butt sex. So if you're doing that, then the 300 or the 600 number, that becomes more realistic. If you're saying at that very moment.
At that very second.
But I think
time,
it still has to be over 1,000.
I think it has to be at least 1,000, yeah.
Equinox is literally.
Well, that's a lot of blowjobs, right?
I don't know. I've never been
to Equinox.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, it's just you just go there for.
You can have sex with Andy from Bravo.
You could have sex with, yeah.
Anderson Cooper,
yeah.
Who else is there? There was another guy.
It's crazy there's a guy that has to clean that up.
Yeah.
He was like brought across the border by a coyote.
Yeah, like his job.
Yeah, yeah. He's from Hylasco.
In San Francisco, there used to be this place called the Lusty Lady. It was like a peep show, but people would have sex in the booths. And the guy that cleaned it up was the singer of, he was an older gay gentleman, the singer of this band, The Dicks, a fantastic band. But he sort of liked to clean it up.
Yeah.
That was like, he was kind of liked that.
Oh, he did it as like, that's his thing.
He's like, I'm rocking with this.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a peep show?
I've been to a sex movie theater once in Montreal.
How was that?
I was a little bit, because I was with a girl. I was a little bit.
You were with a cut? Like a couple?
I was going to say with a couple, but I was in a couple.
Yeah.
Then they sent us upstairs and there was like basically a sofa and then she kind of wanted to do it. But I was like.
Sexually?
Yeah, yeah. But I was like a little bit like worried about my bum touching the sofa.
Yeah, I get that.
But then I kind of just did it. And it was like a heterosexual. It was this place, Cinema L'Amour. It was a straight movie.
Uh-huh.
And then it was over. And then I looked over the balcony and it was all like 90-year-old gay men.
Yes.
Because it was like they hadn't figured out how to use the computer that you
gotcha,
could see.
So
gay
they still
sex.
Have to do old so,
and then I kind of just watched it for like for a couple minutes
the
and
movie
it was amazing.
Down.
No, I watched like what those guys.
What were they doing?
So there were certain guys that there were two what do you call it? There were two fucking
aisles.
Why am I retarded? I want to say hallways. There were two aisles, and so there's certain guys that just walk down the aisle just jerking.
Oh,
right?
Like,
and then their eyes dart to be
like guards in a video game.
Do you want? Yeah, kind of like
yeah, yeah, like the, when you have to sneak around.
Kind of like a yeah, like Rainbow Six.
Yeah,
kind of,
Tenchu.
Yeah, yeah, kind of a sneak mission. Yeah. And then if anyone like says like, oh, nice stuff, then they'll go and join someone that's sitting alone.
And, but are they jacking?
In the chairs. And yeah, they're standing, they're walking down the aisle
no,
jacking.
No, the guys in the aisles jacking. Cause I was
the guys in the aisles are jacking, the guards.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I mean, are the guys in the seats engaged in masturbation?
I think there were solos, and I think some of them were engaging in masturbation, but I think it's a matter of just if you maintain eye contact, then they're like, let's go. And then, but the most amazing thing I saw were these three, like, I mean, they were like Grandpa Simpson. There were the three gentlemen in a sitting, one, two, three, and then there was a gentleman, the alpha, perhaps,
yeah,
who's in the middle, and he was getting head from the other. I mean, these men... They landed on Omaha Beach. This is the greatest generation.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, in Canada,
these
I think
guys,
they had a different beach.
Canada, they went to...
There was like another... There was other beaches.
Newfoundland.
No, they landed at D-Day, but I don't think it was at
they
Omaha.
They were under Monty. They were under Monty. They were on Eisenhower.
Nah.
Yeah, yeah.
Monty was a cocksucker.
No, Monty saved our ass a little bit on D-Day. No?
Did he?
I think he did.
I don't know much
I
about
think
D-Day.
We fucked up a little bit D-Day. Anyway, he's getting head. This guy, the greatest, you know... This
greatest
guy,
generation.
Greatest generation. Saved Europe from the Nazis.
Mickey
so I
Mantle.
Just I have nothing but Mickey Mantle, Marilyn Monroe on the great.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
These guys, nothing but respect. You know, Hot Rods,
yeah.
Lover's Lane, nothing but respect for these guys. Okay,
yeah.
You know, rock and roll, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, rock. You know,
but
these
consider this
phenomenal guys.
Jim Crow,
but they kind of
they're Canadian.
It fizzled out.
It fizzled. Yeah,
you know, no, these are land acknowledgement.
Yeah.
So he's getting head from the guy on his left, and then the other gentleman was just romantically kissing his neck, the guy on his right, and then he was jerking the guy on his right, and I couldn't. So he's getting one
yeah,
like
yeah.
this, and then
one
like this,
and then
a kissing, and then light.
I would be.
I think it was the most beautiful.
I think
expression of love that I've ever
seen. Too neurodivergent for that. And I think the sensory overload would make me have a panic attack.
Yeah, yeah. I know. It really would trigger your neurodivergence.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I it's just something you never expect to see in your life. And
yeah. You had straight sex in a gay movie theater.
But it was a straight
movie.
But
that doesn't, it doesn't. That's
I didn't see it happening until I'd had the straight sex. But yeah, it was like I couldn't take my eyes off those three guys.
Yeah, I would be entranced.
Yeah.
Old people engage in sex.
It was a real
crazy.
Life lemon party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
That's what it was. And I was like, you know, I thought it was probably the three guys from Lemon Party.
And we're just still doing it.
It was probably the three guys.
Those guys should have cameos.
They should. They should be like, happy birthday.
Yeah. Like, they should recreate it and then, like, stop and give you a happy
Ian
birthday.
Ian Finances, your birthday, your friends.
Yeah. Hold on, I hit my fume.
Yeah, you gotta rip some fume after that. After that hot story. How's it taste? It's good for you. Or it's not.
You can't say it's good for you. And that's what it says in the don't. We're not doing the ad read anymore. And I'll fucking say it. It's good for you because you know what it is? It's fucking air.
We'll cut that.
Air is so good for you.
Yeah, yeah. I do want to know an answer to how many, like, if there's a way to estimate how many gay guys are having sex at any given moment in New York City. There is probably some guy, like an intrepid Redditor. You know, there was a guy on Reddit recently that did, like, I don't know why, but he did a ranking of every single NBA player's penis.
Every single, wait, how do they know?
He studied pictures of,
like, of the
dick print in basketball shorts. Yeah.
Who's got the most rockin' thing?
I don't know. I mean, like, it's crazy, like, to run the numbers.
Hold on. Is your penis supposed to be visible from your clothing?
I think it can, like, especially in an athletic short, you can get some dick print. I mean, it's crazy to
even,
like,
nothing.
How
I
the fuck with this guy? Let me see.
Concave is what I'm working with here.
Yeah, I would say that I'm wearing compression shorts.
I could, yeah, exactly. I could wear. Oh, yeah. I would say that. But I mean, I could wear Lululemon, and you'd see
so
nothing.
So yeah, this guy ranked the meat of every single NBA player, and then posted it to r/NBA. It's crazy, like, the dedication that this took.
Let me see.
I have to find the actual. Yeah, people did a.
There's this guy on Reddit who reportedly has spent thousands of man hours compiling a list of every single NBA player ranked by, well, by their size. I'm not talking height. This guy analyzed a combination of real-time game footage, stills, and images. I don't really know what to think, but let's look at the results, I guess. Starting at the bottom of the list with the smallest is poor Ty Washington.
That's
now,
mean.
He's a two-way guy with the Bucks, so I'm going to be honest,
there's
a lot
guy.
Of G League guys on here. I don't know why he is, but this may be the most ultimate stray.
Let me see.
Other names rounding out the bottom here. A shocker is Naz Reid all the way at the
bottom. Naz Reid. Wow.
The goat. The goat.
Number 70. White guy.
He's not white.
What race is he?
He's bright skinned.
Tyrese Haliburton. Interesting.
Interesting.
I was just looking at the Tyrese Haliburton video of him giving a little quote about gambling.
Yeah. He has some of the worst fashion outside of the
He's
NBA.
He's bad?
He dresses like he wears those, like, Canadian Mountie hats. And
people,
like,
in, I gotta say,
they dress like
players,
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, like, on the way to play
players.
Basketball.
Yeah, it's not
I would just
basketball.
Wear like sweatpants.
Yeah, it's all of them. Like, all NBA.
They like,
too.
Really, it's a big deal now to be like a fashion plate.
They do the little walk-ups to the fucking stadiums.
I mean, but it is insane that this guy, like, ran those numbers.
I have a hard time respecting that.
I mean, I have no respect for
that. It's difficult for
I'm
me.
Gonna look at the list.
Oh, the penis thing, I have a good time. That's easy for me to respect. But the, like, dressing up to go to work seems difficult for me to respect.
Oh, my God. It's pathetic. But they, it's also like they commit to crazy. What's going on?
I'm just sitting like this. I don't know.
That's fine. I don't like that we're doing... We talked about guys' penises tonight.
We talked about, oh, that I'm doing this?
I mean, you're sitting in a very sexual way.
Do you think... Sometimes it's crazy. So Adam and I live very near each other.
Yeah.
And that has given Adam the impression that he deserves access to me sometimes at hours where that would be inappropriate. And so, like, I go to bed usually at 9. Do you not want me to talk about this? I
go
to bed
at
9 p.m. every night.
Yeah,
so I get
ahead.
Up and go to CrossFit in the morning.
They love this, like, behind the curtain kind of, like.
Well, that's a, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good way to put
we
it.
We hang out.
I wake up sometimes.
We live a block
a.m.
away from each other, just for
it's
context.
True.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And I have about 50 texts, 8 or 9 missed calls from Adam.
Yeah.
4 a.m. Mm-hmm. Just being like, can I come over and talk?
Mm-hmm.
Can I stay on your couch? Like, it's cold as fuck out. Like, I'm in a fight with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just need someone
just
to
a guy.
Hang out
with. I just need a guy, another guy.
I need
guy.
A guy.
Yeah.
And it kills me because it's, you know, I think you and I have this long, like, professional relationship. That kind of stuff is inappropriate because I think that if you and I were together like that, like, I mean, together, like, if we actually, like, made it work, we tried, mm-hmm. like, give it a shot.
Yeah.
You know, I think that would be really powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that people, I don't think that it would be.
Well.
I don't think it would be good for us.
I didn't finish the story of what my friend's
dad told him
recently, but he said that him and his best friend were like, well, we are best friends. Like, what if we just have sex with each other?
Yeah.
And then, like, then we could just be best friends and also, and then they did it and they were like, yeah.
Like, I'm not feeling it.
I'm not, like, yeah, I didn't really feel it, like, having that gay sex that we had.
Do they fuck each other's asses?
I didn't ask. I mean, like,
yeah.
I'm sure, I'm not sure if my friend asked his dad that, like, if he was the top, the bottom, the power, you know, like, or I don't know if my friend asked his dad about positions, but apparently, the notion I have is, like, that would ruin my friendship.
Instantly.
Right?
I could probably fuck...
Like, let's say, like, that just happens, and then I'm like, I'd be like, bro, I don't want to fucking see you, you know?
Yeah, like, give it a couple weeks, man.
They went back
just
to
never.
They just went back to being normal best friends.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of inspiring.
I don't think I've ever, like, felt.
If my dad told me that story as a 15-year-old, it would have destroyed me.
Yeah.
But I think as an adult man, I'd be like, you know what? Like, I
respect.
Respect.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah. I do respect that.
Yeah. Whatever.
I guess I've never felt that much love for a friend.
Like, not like I want to fuck them.
No. Like, I barely even want to see them.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially,
like,
if they call you in the middle of the night.
They call me in the middle of the night. You don't
they
call me in
the
middle of the night.
Just need to talk.
What Adam does do is that Adam does, every night when you have nothing to do, I know that you do this. You just call every one of your friends. Not to hang out. You like to talk on the phone.
I like talking on the phone.
I find it endearing.
I like a phone conversation. I don't like texting.
I don't like texting either, but I don't like a phone conversation either.
No, so, no phone conversation, you could say funny things and stuff.
That is true. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But, like, you're a caller.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you'll
call. And you could act like you thought it was going to be someone else, and you'd be like, and you could just, and you could, you'll pick up, and I'll just be like, beep.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And then I'll be like, oh, Brace, I didn't know it was you.
Yeah,
I thought it was my black friend.
But, like, sometimes I will.
Classic mistake.
I will meet up with somebody, and they'll be like, did Adam just call you? And I'm like, Adam just
no.
called me, too.
People talk about me.
We don't talk about you like that. It's just.
They're like, it's pathetic. No,
no, they're not saying it's pathetic, Adam. Listen,
I call you, like, when I'm walking the dog past your house. I say,
listen,
you want to
get
coffee.
When you call. I'm not saying you shouldn't call me. I like it when you call me. Makes me feel, it makes, after October 7th, you've given me a lot of strength.
Yeah, I hit Brace up. I said, I'm feeling Schindler. Do you want to watch Schindler?
He did it. Yeah, we did. We did go over. And then Will came over as well.
Yeah, and ruined
that
it.
That was like a, yeah.
And then we just watched Dirty Work.
We did watch Dirty Work.
It was so
good.
Sick.
It was very, we did watch Dirty Work on October 7th.
We did
7th.
Watch Dirty, yeah. Well, after October 7th.
No,
we wanted to get together and watch Schindler's List after October 7th. And then we got together and I was like, oh, I don't want to.
Yeah.
It's too much. It's, you know, who recently did? Nick.
Nick watched it?
Yeah.
To get some ideas.
And he said it's funny.
Schindler's List is funny?
He said it was funny.
Which character?
Oscar Schindler.
So funny.
Yeah, yeah. He said that he dressed like a pimp when he had to go to the concentration camp to get his Jews back.
His Jew slaves.
He went dressed like a pimp.
He did. He wears like furs and stuff.
I was like, damn, I'm due a rewatch.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that in a while.
Maybe I will watch that.
It sounds pretty funny, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's better. Listen, Oscar Schindler, I like how he's much larger than all of us in the movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, all the little Jews are like regular size.
Yeah, yeah.
Schindler's a giant.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, you kind of got a Schindler situation with Pete here.
Yeah, yeah. Don't say how tall he is. It is really embarrassing for me.
Why? How tall are you?
Me?
Yeah.
5'2".
You tower over me, bro. Mm-hmm. It sucks hanging. I feel like a dwarf next to you.
Yeah, I know. I still treat you the same, though.
But you don't. I see how you treat tall guys.
I call you little feller.
I know, and it sucks. Yeah, and you're always like, let's, because I, obviously, we're both athletes.
Like, let's hoop. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so the thing. It's like you always try to get me to play basketball.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to get the meat size.
Yeah, that's true.
You know that guy Isaiah Hartenstein, who you're like, that guy's white.
He's not white.
His dad's black, but he looks like a white guy. And then he recently gave an interview where they were like, "So your dad's black?" And he goes, "Yeah." So like basically, what I am is like a lot of people light skinned. I'm bright skinned.
Interesting.
And I was like, that's a really cool thing.
That's
to
what
say.
Sean King should say.
Yeah, that he's bright skinned.
That he's bright skinned.
Talcum X.
He's so you. That's
is he still
you
is he
need,
still
I
doing
need
his
to
thing?
Buy the how much would you sell me your show for?
This show?
How much would you sell me a controlling chair in the Adam Friedman?
Well, Nick's
show
not
for?
Here, so I would have to ask him, but I think maybe $200.
You were gonna say $200,000. I would buy the Adam Friedman show for $200,000.
What would you do with it?
Complete creative control. Sean King, you guys are interviewing like cool guys or whatever.
Yeah, we should
you
start
need
with
to just
cool
have
guys.
Fucking freaks on here.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to have you'd had that a little bit at the beginning. You had that little dwarf gentleman.
I wouldn't say he's a freak. I'd say
he's he's not watching this.
Yeah, but I
you don't want to talk shit on past guests. I get that.
No, I'm not talking shit. I just didn't clock him as a freak. I just thought
that's normal to you.
I just thought
you need to have only freak guests on this show.
Yeah.
And Sean King is a freak.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, his commitment to the bit
is
crazy.
Incredible.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I want Dolezal really bad.
I mean, we can, but like you
how
could,
do I
have
get
you tried
her?
To get her?
I don't know.
You haven't even tried. She
who's
has
she
an OnlyFans. Uncertainly on the OnlyFans, she has a messaging
have
thing.
You seen the leaks?
I've seen the leaks, yeah.
She look good?
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. She doesn't look good. No, she doesn't. She's not. She doesn't look good in the leaks. But that doesn't matter. She looks good. She and she because she put in the fucking work. We
she
all know
did.
This. Dolezal,
the
worm is turned. We like Dolezal.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone likes Dolezal. But you should have like Dolezal, DJ Academics on here.
I would love that.
He'd
yeah,
be fucking good.
FaZe Banks.
I don't think FaZe would come on.
Why not?
You already kind of had Chet Hanks is kind of a FaZe Banks.
No. Chet is
cool.
Coolest.
But
guys
he's
ever.
Like FaZe wants to be Chet.
Yeah, yeah. Adam 22. Maybe.
Yeah, Adam 20. I would not. He's a guy who's interested in some meat as well.
Well, if he let me run train on his girl, I would. I would let Adam.
That's
22
the thing,
on.
Dude. If you were my slave, Adam, I would make you a star.
I mean,
that's
the
what
money,
you should be doing.
If,
you're here in New York.
If the
and you're
Patreon,
like,
if the Patreon recovered, I would be.
What is?
Be
is
we
slave. Going down? Is the Patreon going down?
Oh, precipitously. I think
every month it's going down.
I think we're at like $12,000 a month right now.
This you can't have that.
No, it's not good.
Here's
and
how
Nick
I'm gonna
is
fix
not
your
handling
career.
It well. I mean, Nick, he's money first, right?
Obviously,
he doesn't. He's not a very principled guy.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I would let you do it. I would let you. Okay.
First thing we do, we
how
get
do we
you
fix
on
this?
Economy middle seat flight to L.A. And I need you on that fucking Adam 22 porno podcast where you fuck his wife. And I want.
Do I fuck his wife and I talk to him right after?
I think you talked to him before. I've never seen
I got
it,
ball sweat. I got ball sweat. I got pussy juice on my face.
And I want an honest review for her.
I can get on his show. He's hit me up plenty of times.
I know you can get on his show.
Yeah.
I need you to fuck his wife. That's I'm getting on his show is okay, fine.
Does
he's got plenty of freaks on.
Does
there.
It? It has to be broadcast though.
Yeah, it has to be broadcast. Adam, do you want to be famous and rich? Let me ask you this.
I don't know about doing the sex. And
do you? I'm not asking if you
I
want to
want
do sex.
I want more than anything to be famous.
You want more than anything to be famous and rich.
More people know this about me. I really want to be famous.
You want to be famous.
Yeah. That's the name of the show.
And yet what you do in practice is you sit here in your little studio and have various
terrible
indie rock musicians come in. You
it's
ask
not
them,
cool.
You know, we
it's
need you in
famous.
L.A. fucking wives.
Yeah.
Other thing that we need to do is we need a kind of bagel boss type incident from you. I want you to assault somebody at a restaurant.
Yeah.
A viral video. Think about this.
What
Dasha,
if I tore down? Yeah.
Dasha got kind of famous off that. Like she's like
Alex Jones yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
I need you to, in that kind of situation.
What if I tore down a missing poster for the hostages?
Yeah.
For Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you should start putting up missing posters.
Yeah. Put some up.
Put some up.
Yeah.
With your face on them. That's what I'm saying is you have a very
and that pisses everyone off.
Yeah, that would piss everybody off.
Yeah, yeah.
You have an active
which is the best troll
and
you gotta
racist
get everyone mad.
Fan base.
You got to get everyone mad.
If you can't please everybody, don't please anybody.
Yeah, get
that's what
everyone
I
mad.
Everybody mad.
That is kind of like the consistent through line in my life is offending everyone.
Everybody.
Yeah.
He's the rudest man. You go out to a restaurant with him. He's
yeah.
slapping asses. He's
repulsive personality.
Repulsive
yeah.
personality, but you love him.
Yeah, yeah.
But I need you
yeah,
out
I'm
there.
Yeah, I'm just slap ass and I say, sorry, I have bad personality.
The Cumtown... And now Adam Friedland Show fan base, notoriously repulsive, right?
No, I think good guy. There's so much love and
but they but let's between you and me.
Taps
guys,
Nation, yeah.
I love you guys. I'm one. I'm
he's
a
one
big
of them.
Fan.
He was in Afghanistan listening.
I was a mod.
He was on the Reddit.
On the Cumtown subreddit.
Yeah, yeah.
You need a street team.
Uh-huh.
And you need that street team in every single city to be wheat pasting missing poster.
Missing
in
Israel,
Gaza
Adam
hostage.
Friedland. Yeah.
Adam Friedland.
It's not a bad idea.
It's a good idea.
I think it would upset my family, but at this point, like,
what the fuck is your family going to do? That's
yeah.
fleeting, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's fleeting.
They love me enough to, like, get over that.
One day, they'll all be gone, you'll be gone. But you know what'll be here?
My
legacy, my brother.
My legacy.
Your legacy.
Yeah.
Another thing you need to do is, I think that you need to... Well, I like your girlfriend a lot, so this is tough for me to say.
Yeah. Nick's been trying to get me to cheat recently, too.
To cheat?
Yeah.
If you cheated, oh, my God, I would be so disappointed in you.
Yeah, yeah, I can't do it.
With what? A dog?
Yeah. If I cheated with a dog, that could be the viral incident, though.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I do. Well, it's like you already will kind of have a sex date with Adam 22's wife.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that like there needs to be some kind of like air. It's not like a cancellation or something, but you need like a crazy, like you need to start dating. Who's that chick who killed her mom or whatever, got out of prison?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You need to start, you don't need to start dating her, but you need to fuck her.
Mm-hmm.
You need to fuck that little killer lady.
Yeah, yeah. She looks like shit too.
She's,
that girl.
You know, I don't want to say anything because obviously, but...
Yeah.
You know, she's not. I'm not. But, you know, I that's not how I view people anyways.
Uh-huh.
Another thing you need to do is just make the show better.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good idea. I was asking Nick about that the other day.
And he was just like, we're not doing that?
No, he was like, he's not like he's, I don't know. He says, I have a plan. Trust the plan.
You know, I get that. Nick is very smart. You know, he's a comedic genius.
He is. The man is
he's
a fucking
so
institution.
He's so smart.
Yeah, yeah. He's so smart.
He's so funny.
Yeah.
But... The podcast, for instance.
Yeah,
you guys
yeah.
were doing the
this.
Lab mics. I'm glad to see that the actual microphones have made a return.
How's it sound, Pete?
Pete says it sounds great. They've got this gnomish producer back there. This
yeah,
little
yeah.
wizened.
This guy's like fucking 4 feet tall.
But the podcast... So what you need to be in here is, Adam, when people see you,
mm-hmm.
you're like a different kind of man.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I'm built different.
You're built different.
I got
you're
that dog in me.
Crazy different. Mm-hmm. In a way that I don't think people have been built before.
Yeah.
So you've seen these podcasts like Fresh and Fit, the red pill.
This is
shit.
We were talking about this before the show. I think this is the idea.
This is the idea.
I think we need girls in bikinis, and I need to be yelling at them.
You know, I think you need to be yourself around them, right?
Oh, I don't even have to try.
You don't have to try. I think because all the red pill podcasts follow one formula: is you pay a porn star to come on your show and then you
yeah,
yell at her for being a porn star
yeah.
or a prostitute and
yeah.
you yell at her for being a prostitute.
Yeah, yeah.
What we need to do is we need to get some hookers in here
to disrespect me.
To disrespect you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
that's how we turn on
alpha
his head.
Podcast.
Yeah.
What we need is a beta podcast.
Yeah, yeah. they'll say to me, they'll be like, you pooped your pants on a podcast. How do you ever expect a woman to be with you?
Exactly.
Right? And I'll be like, but you don't you do nasty things. And they're like, this isn't about me. This is about you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they're like, we're getting paid more than you.
Yeah, yeah,
some
yeah.
of these women are making
you're
a lot
laughing
money.
Stock.
You're laughing stock.
I have three houses.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much are you making for this?
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'll be like, well, the profit split with Nick is I'm giving 5% and 90, he's getting 95.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know,
but I can bump it up to 10.
Stuff.
Yeah. But I'm getting the eyes on me.
You're
you
getting
know?
The eyes.
I'm getting the eyes on me.
And I think that would be great if you were sitting there in like a tank top or like yeah. some kind of like a crop. Cut thing?
No, I'm thinking mesh where you see my
mesh.
Nipples through. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Mesh.
If you were dressed, yeah, you're mesh
mm-hmm.
and you're sitting there and just like six busty females
yeah.
are just berating you.
Top 1% only fan.
We would make you $1 million a month.
You think so?
I absolutely think. Who's getting yelled at by women these days?
No one.
That
well, all of us at home.
At home.
At home.
It was happening for a second. Yeah. Here's the thing. 2017, 2018, women were yelling, right?
Yeah,
Women's March, Slut March, all that kind of stuff.
Boo-hoo.
Something changed.
Yeah, yeah it's
now
true.
Now everyone's yelling at women again.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable.
I don't feel comfortable with that.
I love women.
I'm afraid. I'm actually more just afraid.
I'm also afraid.
Yeah, because they could say anything.
And
they'd be like, oh, he's got a, I wouldn't even call that a dick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is my worry. This is my worry. But I think that we just need to radically change the form of everything that you do in your
well,
life.
You gotta talk
but
to
you're
Nick.
Not willing to do it. You want to sit here and you want to have some stand-up comedian on here to joke around with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. How was the weekend? Well, you did this the Thursday late, got a little
exactly.
Spicy. There was a drunk guy?
Oh, I love doing shows in
people don't
in,
like that.
In Milwaukee.
Oh, Indianapolis. That's a rough
oh,
market
that's a
for
rough,
me.
That's a rough neighborhood to do it in.
No one cares.
No. They you know what your
they
audience,
want whores.
Your audience hates and loves you, and they mm-hmm. love
I think they
beautiful
love me. I think
prostitutes.
They love, well, I love girls too.
I love them. They're so beautiful.
Guys, Irvine, California, next weekend, Friday, Saturday, last minute shows. There are about 25 tickets sold for all of them in general. I think this could be the end of my stand-up comedy career. Guys, the Improv, Irvine, the 19th and 20th of April. Please come out and see me. Brace, you got anything to plug?
No, I have nothing to plug.
Thanks a lot for listening, guys. Nick is back next week.